Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on a Friday morning. That's right. It's the weekend. Let's do it. Live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. This is what we do. We talk Packers each and every day, Packers fans worldwide. Packers have taken off. Wrapping up things yesterday with Matt LaFleur. Now the great stretch of please don't anybody get arrested begins for the next 3 weeks. Until July 27th, when the Packers will reconvene for the start of training camp. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Good morning to all. I believe someone started the super chat right away. Vince, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Rodgers comes back rocking the NWO Hulk Hogan stash, strumming the championship belt like an air guitar that makes the NFC eat man meat sandwiches. I like where your head's at, Vince. I don't know if he rolls up right at the start of camp. I think he'll be there eventually, but I like where your head's at. I like it. I'm all in. Samuel, hey, Aaron, just thought I'd let you know that Rodgers hasn't gotten back to me yet about my suggestion that he just comes back to Green Bay to win the Super Bowl from his Zenith story on Insta. Well, Samuel, just keep me abreast of the situation there. Thank you very much. England or Scotland today? Oh, Mateo, it's got to be England. I'll definitely be rolling up to the beer garden for that one. Can't wait. Good morning from Iowa. What's up, Clinton? Good morning from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Alex, I'm offended. Okay, very good. Time to make the donuts. You got that right, Brandy. Hope you're doing well. So many people here. Good to see everybody on a Friday morning. Hey, man, just remember, this, as Marshawn said, take care of your mentals during this break. It's interesting watching things play out online, as it always is. It's always toxic. It's always bad. But this Aaron Rodgers thing, man, it's taking it to warp factor 11, and it is time to dial it back. I understand emotional responses are the norm, and people have very strong feelings about the subject. But holy cow, man, you know, it's toxic in these Twitter streets when it comes to the Aaron Rodgers combo. I think people just need to relax, take a deep breath. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and it's not going to happen for a while yet. So, like, you know, peace and love. Be kind to your neighbors. Holy cow, man. There's some dark shit going on Twitter around these Aaron Rodgers conversations. It's just football, man. If he stays or he goes, it doesn't change your life, you know, in a material way, in any way, shape, or form. So just step back, take a breath, take care of your mentals, and remember that we're all cool, we're all human, we're all fans. Maybe we fan different ways and we have different opinions, but holy cow, man. Some of you tapping into some evil out there. Jim, I just scrolled past the Aaron Rodgers headlines. That's probably a wise decision. Samuel, I'm ready to dial back, but I'm also surprised at the visceral reaction I automatically have, even with non-news. It's bad. Yeah, it's true. The internet's got us trained, man. Love is the answer. There you go, Brian. See? You know what's up. Rodgers doesn't care what any of us think anyway. Fair point, Sly. Very fair point. Also, take care of your chickens. Yes, of course. Justin, happy Friday. Love my shirt. Thank you so much. You can get it at the Cheesehead TV store. Available if you're on YouTube. There's a link to the store right below the video. You can go to cheeseheadtv.com. Click the shop link. Scroll for a while on the Teespring page and you'll find it. Tim, thanks for the super chat. You get one question to Goody and one to Rodgers. You're promised a detailed and unfiltered, honest answer. What are your questions and expected answers? That's a long-ass video right there, Tim. I don't know. I'd have to think about it for probably quite some time. And what's fun is I will get at least one question to Goody when training camp starts. Probably more than one. But I don't know if I'll get a detailed and unfiltered, honest answer. But with Gutekunst, you know, I don't know what I'd ask Goody. I mean, I kind of understand what he's done and where he's come from. And he's already answered the one question that I think most people would ask is, you know, do you think you maybe messed up not being as incommunicado with, Rodgers as you could have been prior to drafting Jordan Love? I mean, the only other question you might ask is, do you regret, some of the moves you made and the way you went about your business when it came to Aaron Rodgers? And as far as his answer, I'm pretty sure he'd say no. As for Aaron, man, I don't know. I'd ask him, you know, if you're such a huge Star Wars fan, what's the best part of Empire Strikes Back, and why is it the asteroid field? Something like that. Super Bowl ad fun. Thanks, Ben. That's nice of you. You would think that A.J. Dillon would be the automatic choice in goal-to-go runs, but there's no doubt Jonesy gets it done there, too. Robin, we talked about this yesterday. Absolutely. Aaron Jones has a nose for the end zone. Does a great job of getting skinny. No doubt about it. I would ask Goot what scout told him King was the answer. I would ask him to send that scout to the Bears. Fair point, Brandy. Fair point. I hope Rodgers shows up at camp fat. If he showed up like Thor, fat Thor, that would be great. I don't think it's going to be hard for him to get fat, though, doing that cleanse. Good Lord. You read about it. My God, it's scary. Where will the love be when Rodgers sucks for the first time? Huh? Quoi? Don't quite understand that one. Oh, Dachson. That's a tough one. Mike Douglas or John Anderson? I'm going to go with Mike Douglas. When I was a kid, I loved Mike Douglas as a player. Yeah. So I'll go with Mike. Rusty, I ain't even reading that. When is BJ Raji coming back? Clinton, our watch continues. I will let everyone know as soon as we know. Nags, we'll never know, but this is much deeper than we will ever know. 15 years of going back and forth. These guys have been together more than most marriages, bound to be disagreements. Robin, I very much agree. That's why I said this very much started when, you know, Brian was first given the gig. His first major move was cutting Jordy Nelson. Never forget that. And I'm sure the seeds were sown then, and things have just continued from there. No doubt about it. Thoughts on the Bears looking at a new stadium? P.S. They still suck. I loved the mayor calling them out about not being able to beat the Packers. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, well, you know, it is. She's right. You know, it is a negotiating tactic. I also think the Bears should probably move. And that's. Sounds crazy. I know they've been in Soldier Field forever. They did the big renovation. They plopped the spaceship on top of it, etc. But man, that location is terrible, especially in the year of our Lord 2021. The idea of getting out into the suburbs and having a place where you can expand and build up like a title town like the Packers have done, or a Patriot place like the Patriots have, that's the way to go in the modern NFL, because you know you want to create an environment where not only can you have fans congregating and a place where you kind of have your own world, but you also get to keep that money. Everything that revenue is generated there, that's the key to life in the NFL these days. You know, the shared money is great, and there's huge money from the TV deals. I get it. But like that kind of environment, industry, what have you, that's where the gold mine is. And the Bears right now, they don't have that. What are they going to build up on Lake Michigan? You know, they're smart if they make that move. As a team, as a franchise, they should do it. But as the mayor points out, they're locked in a lease until, like, what is it, 2033 or something like that? I don't know. But, I mean, long-term health of the organization, yeah, they totally should. It's going to be fun watching them try to do it, though. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Packers going 21-0, market zero, Nags. Nothing is fucked, dear dude. Nothing is fucked. Nothing is fucked, dear dude. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Green Bay lives rent-free in the Bears fans' heads, not another cheese pizza fund. Thank you, Matt. That's very kind of you. Oh. An NFL field owned and managed by a city parks department. Yeah, it ain't pretty. No doubt about it. Do you see Gary having more sacks than Big Z this year? Yes. What else we got? No. Wherever they play, they need a new field. Well, Doug, it's as Ryan was saying, it's managed by the city, which is why it's always crap. I went to Soldier Field, and from the outside, it looked like a government building. It was depressing. It's just old school, except for the fucking expansion, which is gross. I love Soldier Field. I love how it looks. I love the kind of feel of it on the lake there. It feels like old gladiators. I'm the exact opposite. I think it looks dope. I think it's so imposing and cool. And then they put that crap on the top of it. And the press box is way off on the side. And like, there's nothing great about it as far as a working standpoint goes. But as far as the feel, it feels like, man, I love it. I think it's cool as hell. Who are you looking forward to seeing on the field this year? Good question, Callum. I mean, I think we're always excited about the rookies, right? Amari Rodgers, Eric Stokes. But you know what? I keep coming back to it, but I'm going to say Josiah DeGuara. I think he could be a real chess piece in the offense, and I hope he's able to hit the ground running. You never really know after an ACL injury. Thankfully, you know, if there is a bright side, he suffered it pretty early on in the year, week four, I believe it was. So he should be ready to go, hopefully, at camp, and then hopefully they can kind of incorporate him early on in the offense, because I think the sky's the limit for that kid. William, thanks for the super chat. What should we expect from Gary this year? More sacks, pressures overall? Maybe a counter move to his bull rush. I think we've heard Mike Smith talk about it. We heard Matt mention it. He's got to expand his repertoire a little bit. But I do think he's got power and speed for days, and he can pretty much do what he wants. Continued growth, continued development. I think they'll continue to move him around and mix and match as far as the front goes. He's a good football player, but he can be great. And I hope he reaches greatness this year. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts? I have so many thoughts, Lance. As per usual, I will not be sharing them, though. Everyone wants to see Yoshin Eiman. Of course, Mick. I mean, that goes without saying. I'm trying not to be obvious here. Does Gary have a hump move? Not yet, Jim, but he needs to develop one. Although I think, didn't he use it once last year or try to use it? I can't remember off the top of my head. Bring back Tony Brown. Oh, Connor. Tony Brown was my love. Really wanted him to succeed. And the guy just couldn't put it together, mostly off the field, but on the field as well as sometimes. Guy was just a bit of a hothead. Didn't really put it together. I mean, he's got it all athletically, but just a shame. Just a shame. He had attitude for days. I love it. How is MVS looking? All signs point to great. I'm entering a contract year. Clearly, some of it will depend on who's throwing him the football, but I think it sets up nicely for MVS this year. You saw it. Obviously, how explosive he can be last season. There's no doubt that teams are going to be a little bit more aware of where he is at all times, because you fall asleep and all of a sudden Aaron's thrown that 50-yarder. You know, it could happen at any point. So I think that should open up stuff for him underneath, and he's hopefully going to develop a few more of those underneath routes, the whip route maybe. They love him on that deep crosser. But, yeah, I think if he can continue to just add one or two things to his arsenal, he could be a legit problem for defenses. Not that he already isn't, but the potential is so great there. Anyone stood out as far as better or worse than expected? Not that I've heard, Justin. No. I mean, there's nothing to be really gleaned from guys running around in shorts, which is why I don't go. It's always great. This is what I asked Matt yesterday. You know, at the end of the press conference, you know, we all get excited about the rookie class every single year. But as Matt said at the draft, you never really know until you see them against NFL competition in pads. Until then, it's glorified babysitting / PR. So when I get to Green Bay, the pads come on, then we'll start to get some answers, at least from my end. Bill, thanks for the super chat. Can the Rodgers saga be stripped down to him wanting a choice in the AFC team he gets traded to next offseason? That's quite possible, Bill. 100% possible. Is that the case? I have no idea. But yes, could it be that? It absolutely could be. You think Hawkeye Josh Jackson will get play time this year? Clinton, I think he's fighting for his roster life in training camp. And we'll see. I mean, I hope the new scheme opens up something that we just haven't seen yet. But he couldn't even be active at the end of last season. Man doesn't contribute on special teams. It's going to be a hard kind of road to the roster. I hope so. I think he's still got lots of talent. He's got to be a lot more consistent. He's got to learn to stop grabbing guys. Got to be a little bit better at the top of routes when he's trying to shadow these wide receivers. But man, he's still got all the talent in the world. So I hope, like I said, I hope the new scheme unlocks something in him. Definitely. Who could be a surprise cut this year? Ben, we talk about this a lot. At this point, this day and age, it's hardly a surprise because we're so kind of drilled down on rosters and contracts and et cetera. You know, unless there's some behind the scenes drama that has been rumbling and hasn't been unearthed yet, which is hard to imagine. Stuff is nothing that we haven't covered before. I think Lucas Patrick is definitely fighting for a spot on the roster simply because of all the young talent that they've drafted the last 2 years. But if he got cut, I don't think anybody would be surprised at this point, especially given all the run we've had from the rookies along the line. But outside of that, I can't really, I mean, Josh Jackson is a possibility, but again, don't think that's a surprise. You know, most of the guys that maybe would have been candidates to be cut restructure their deals. I mean, Dean Lowry, Preston Smith, etc. They've all been restructured. So yeah, there's not too many candidates there. Did we get Kenny enough help? I sadly don't think so. Don't want to see giant running holes anymore. Connor, you know, it's so funny. Like, everybody laments the run defense, or, you know, oh, the run defense. And I keep rewatching games from this last year, and commentators on television are, oh, the Achilles heel of the Packers defense is the run defense. The run defense was not terrible throughout 2020. Like, were there moments of like, oh, gee, oh God, that's hard to watch? Yeah, of course. But they got better as the year went on. By the end of the season, they were not getting run over or run through the way I guess everybody thinks they were. Lancaster, Lowry, those guys, they played all right up front next to Kenny in the run game. Now, generating pressure, that's a whole other ball game. But I think Slayton's going to have an effect. And I think, you know, Kiki's got to continue to develop, no doubt about it. But I just don't be so dismissive about what those guys bring to the table. You know, they don't have to be worlds better. They just have to keep developing. Yeah, I don't know. And I guess maybe people are just like so kind of caught up in the memory of that San Francisco NFC Championship game that, because that's what happens on television. Like, oh, you remember, you're back to the NFC Championship game, which has absolutely nothing to do with this squad in week 9 the following year. But this is what I think about the run defense. And that's, you know, totally immaterial. Alberta, Canada. What's up, Darth? Hello from New York City. Hope you're well. Bears still suck. Just facts. I mean, we welcome facts here at Packers Daily. It's how we roll. Expectation for Savage this year, will he take a jump? I think so. I think he's still got lots of untapped potential. Obviously, we saw some of it come to the fore at the end of last season. But man, I still think there's a ways to go. I hope, again, the new scheme helps open up some of it. But I also think just a young player entering year 3 should be in total command of what he's being asked to do just as an NFL player. And yeah, I think there's a lot of upside still that we haven't seen from Savage. And yes, I fully expect him to hit it this year. What's up, Paul? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, would you say you say the strongest player on the team? Any folks tales of freak strength from past players? Happy Friday, pizza fun. Thanks, Paul. Strongest player on the team right now? Oh, man, I have no idea. I would probably guess Rashawn Gary. He's like country strong. Z is probably in that running too. But as far as freak strength from past players, I'll throw that open to the floor here. Nothing leaps to mind. I mean, it's so funny. Like, I think of like this unnaturally strong freaks, and I always think of Justin Smith from the 49ers. That guy was insane. And you ask anybody, like TJ Lang used to talk about trying to block him and how like it was just simply impossible. Yeah, I don't know. Past players, I'd have to think about it. But current squad, I'd go with Gary or Z. J.K. Scott is the strongest. Well done, Brandy. Well done. Ezra Johnson. Ooh, there you go. Josh Jackson could be a cut. He could be. I just said that. Definitely just said that. LaFleur, probably top-tier head coach, but gets zero respect. The Nags. Thanks, Nags, for doing this daily. Connor, no problem, man. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, And I've said this many times, Matt's not going to get the respect he deserves until he has to coach a game without Aaron Rodgers. And that's just the way of life in the NFL. But I'm with you. I think he's one of the better coaches in the league. Has he made some missteps? Of course, every coach does. But yeah, I think he's really good and a really good fit for Green Bay. No doubt about it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, here on Packers Daily. It's what we do at Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.